Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 VF Congress, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the president of VF himself, Eric Leroy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much to interview me.
So the first question is just very simple, and for our listeners, would you briefly describe VF and what it does?
VF, it's an international federation for film archive. We exist since 1938. It's a federation which was founded in Paris. At the beginning, there was only four archives in 1938. And now we have about 160 affiliates from all over the world, from different countries, from different continents. And we try, and one of the best things we do is to help some countries to have new institutions and to work on their film patrimony. And we have publications, we have a website, we have a training team, and we work with different film archives and different people in different countries to keep our memory.
I think
film memory, of course.
Yeah, and the patrimony and the heritage of film. I'm really getting the idea of how global VF is and how it keeps becoming more global, too. And its activity in countries where film preservation is a new thing is pretty impressive. Could you comment on that?
We have some people in different countries who comes and ask us to help them. For example, this afternoon it was really wonderful because we have people from Egypt that try to build really a film archive since many, many, many years. I went there myself. Gianluca Farinelli went too, and we try to help them to build this Cité du Cinéma, which should be a film archive. We receive some different people from all over the world who ask us to help them to find some films they have lost, to maintain the film preservation, the conservation in their country. They have a lot of problems. So we try to do this. It's because each of us from the FIAF team, we work in our archive.
Yeah.
It's what we give to FIAF, it's a part of our work, but a big part of our time. Out of time, out of our work, we give to the community. So that's why we, all of us, work already in the film archive. We have people from, in the team, we have people from England, people from United States, from Asia, Thailand. So it's a complete view of what is the world actually.
Yeah. So,
and we try by our link with other countries and other people to work on this.
And in doing that, and in having done that for so many years, since the 30s in fact, as you said,
yes,
what are still the challenges nowadays that prevent things from being, you know, accepted even?
I think now the big problem is, of course, the digital.
Yeah.
Because we all, 10 years ago, it was just a problem, not a big problem, because 10 years ago there was only 35 millimeter, and in some country the digital was coming, but we didn't expect to have all the world in digital. And now the main challenge is to keep the 35 millimeter and to fight for some, in some country, for example, against the political people who wants to destroy, for example, the 35 millimeter, because the archive of files or a DVD. So preserving the 35 and the film itself become not interesting for them. So we have to fight and to help our colleagues from different countries to keep this patrimony. So actually, we have different plans for that, and we try to keep the 35 millimeter for old films, for film preservation. A lot of archives work on digital for the preservation after that they come back to the 35 for the preservation of the restoration, but we need for the contemporary film, for the film we have now all over the world, to keep this and to help some country to go back to 35 to keep the films made on digital. Many countries do that, for example in the United States or in France, but some countries that don't have this idea to come back to film for the preservation.
Is it also because you think that film is still not accepted on the same level as other art forms like literature, fine arts?
Maybe, but I think it's mainly a financial, economical problem, because it costs a lot to come back from digital to film.
Well, now we're in Bologna,
yes.
And this begs the question of what is the collaboration with the Cineteca di Bologna like?
Oh, it's a dream. I visit the festival since the beginning, It's a long time ago. I came, I think, the first time, and every year we come here for the festival, and we have a lot of collaboration everywhere with the Cineteca di Bologna, because it's a well-known film archive. It grows up year by year, and there are so much good relation with the people working here, so it's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful place for the cinephiles.
Yeah.
It's the kind of dream for us. And to see film like what we have here for 1 week during the festival, it's a dream. I like it very much. And here, the town itself is wonderful, the food is wonderful, and I think, the Cineteca is one of the most important places in the world.
Yes.
So I would like to say that we are very proud to have the Cineteca di Bologna as one of the main film archives in the world.
That's wonderful. So next year, Los Angeles?
Next year, Los Angeles, yes.
That's great.
Yeah, and it will be my last year, because I finish my mandate. Next year, it will be finished for me.
I
have done a lot in the years past, but I have many things to do. So
yes.
I will continue my
and
job.
And one of them, I hope, keep watching lots of films, because I know I get that passion for cinema from you, and that's great.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining us. I know you're very busy. Thank you for taking time off your busy schedule to talk with Fred Film Radio.
Okay. Thank you very much to you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.